Alright, good morning. For those Chinese speaking, 新年快乐. Alright, so this year we'll be living, okay, for a year of miracle. Yes, I know some of us, last two services, I said, what year is this year? The year of rabbit, yeah. I say no, okay, we have declared a year, okay, of miracle. Let's expect, we're doing this series, we are saying that we still believe that God still works miracle. Okay, so we still believe God's miracle, and we are expecting miracle to take place, okay, in our life, in our friends' life as well, all right? And also, I see many new friends, okay, that are with us, okay, for the first time. Now, so we are in this series, Miracles, okay? Our goal is to let Him known, okay? Say with me, let Him be known, all right? So if you hear me, the part one, part two, we all know miracles that are taking place is to point us to Jesus, the Son of God. Of course, all of us who are human, we are captivated, okay, with the healing, okay, that Jesus performed. But all that is to point us, okay, to our Lord Jesus Christ, all right? Now, I put it seven because there are seven major, okay, miracles that were stated as we look through, okay, the Gospel of John, all right? Now, so part one, we talk about turning water to wine. You're having miracle there, all right? Now, when we say wine, some of you thinking about, don't get the wrong message, all right? Now, wine is a picture of happiness. Okay, Jesus came, okay, not his time yet, okay, because of his mom, all right, because of the loved ones, okay, he healed that, and now save, okay, the family, the couples who are getting married from shame. You know, a lot of us in Asia, okay, when we look at shame and guilt, it's a big thing. Right, some of the shame and guilt they carry with us, okay, till we die. Friends, we need to overcome, all right, shame and guilt in our life. Okay, there's one big message, okay, that we can talk about, all right, now. So when one go through shame and guilt, it's a trauma, all right, and then you need to overcome that, all right. So we'll talk about it another time. Then the part two, I talk about the official son. Okay, I was talking about, it's not about your status, okay, about how rich you are and all those, what kind of background you are. But Jesus came, okay, to heal us. Jesus came to save us, okay. The very word, okay, that Jesus said to the official was, go home. I'm not coming with you, but go home. Your son will live. I mean, that's so comforting, right? And we got to receive that, okay, with faith, okay, when we hear, okay, the word of Jesus. And I also think there's so many voices around us, around people who say all kinds of things, news and all those, and you wonder whether the world is going to doom or not, and all those. Friend, of all the voices, make sure you hear the voice, okay, of our Lord Jesus Christ, which none other than His word. So I encourage you, read the Bible. This man choose to read the Gospel of John. Okay, finish the book of John. Okay, now, today we're supposed to do week three, part three, which is healing the paralyzed man, a swap with AJ in that sense. So he will do that in month of February. Okay, so we'll swap this. So today I'm going to talk about healing the man born blind. Say with me, blind. Now, let me tell you the whole passage, the whole story is from verse 1 to verse 41. Which means it's the whole chapter of chapter 9, okay? Now, with the short time that I have, I'm not going to do that. Say praise God. Today, we're going to concentrate these seven verses. But if you want to know the whole story, please go back and read chapter 9. But just to give you a bit of that, what is this chapter 9 all about? Words 1 to 7, we're going to read in a short while. It's about the story of the actual healing, all right? Now, 8 to 12 is about the man born blind, recounting to everyone. I can see. Okay, you're going to read, all right? Verse 13, 34, there's a group of people that's not happy. There's Pharisee who interrogated this blind man, all right, who is able to see. Verse 35 to 38, that's where it's a final encounter, okay, with Jesus, okay, the blind man, again, the Pharisees, okay, with Jesus. So, that covers the whole story. But today we're going to look at verse 1 to 7, okay, and look at what we can discover, okay, this miracle, okay, that hopefully they also apply, okay, to each and every one of us. All right, verse 1 to 7, shall we read it together? 1, 2, 3. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming where no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eye with the mud and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Let us pray. Father God, we commit all of us into your hands as we look in this short passage, 7 verses. Help us, Lord, to discover the miracle, okay, that you have just performed, for the blind man who was born blind, okay, that he able to see. And Father, what's the message, okay, behind that you want us to know? Holy Spirit, come teach us, guide us in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. So question is, what can we discover from this passage? So you hear me, if you want a miracle, there has to be some problem somewhere. All right. So I was saying that if you have an issue, problem, all those, don't be afraid. Face it, because you are just one day, okay, to your miracle day. And good, amen. All right. Now, if you have no problem, praise the Lord. Don't go and search for one. All right. Don't go and search for one. Okay. Now, so let's look at this passage. Number one, what is the problem? The problem was a man blind from birth. The first thing we can see is Jesus saw, all right? As Jesus passed by, Jesus saw a man blind from birth. I don't know how you see things around us, but Jesus saw. Sometimes in our life, somewhere, unknown, whatever you're doing, seems like nobody cares. Let me tell you that Jesus saw, Jesus sees, okay, what you are doing. But when you see a man blind from birth, what hope does this man has? What future? What kind of job that he could take? Nothing. Except being a beggar. All right? So which means that when they saw this man blind from birth, is sitting somewhere at the path lane and all those begging, okay, for alms. So in other words, he has become an outcast. Okay, nobody, okay, really bother. Okay, in a sense, he's just pleading for mercy, okay, for alms, okay, to be given, okay, from others. Now, when you think about a man blind from birth, scary, right? I mean, if a baby born and been with that, then the diagnosis is no eye. So we also don't know, okay, whether he has eye but couldn't see, or actually without the eyeball as well, or he can be both. Okay, it's not described that, but a man born, okay, blind from birth, all right? And what will parents think? Nothing mentioned. No, there's something mentioned about parents, but here was like, what future? What level of acceptance, okay, even in the society, okay, that they are in? So when you think about blindness, you also think about everything that he sees. Are he able to see? Nothing. Everything is darkness, living in darkness. Have you ever tried switch off all the lights and try to get up and walk, okay, from the front to the back of your house? Maybe you can, because you are so used, okay, to your house, right? Well, in places that you do not know. Those days, no Braille, there's no school for the blind, okay? They don't have all this construction of lane, okay, where blind can actually follow. Okay, they probably haven't trained any golden retriever, okay, so that you have a friend that's dog that brings you, okay, those days, okay, may not, all right? So you can roughly imagine the life that this blind man has. Everything is darkness, no clue whatsoever. When you tell him about burger, no way, what is a burger, man? You don't tell him about chicken, how can you imagine? Okay, very hard. Okay, so life, okay, very miserable. So for this man, born blind, for him to have the eyeball again, if he does not have any eyeball, or for him to see again, it has to be God's miracle. It has to be. All right? Have you seen blind people heal? If you meet one, quickly pray for one. You never know what God can do. All right? We tried to pray. Okay? We tried to pray for an auntie. All right? So he said he couldn't see. Right, so I was trying to, okay, let's pray. After pray, okay, auntie, can you see? I take a letter. Can you see? Cannot. Can you see this? Cannot. Or try to find bigger fonts, you know. Can you see this? Find newspaper. Cannot see? Cannot see. All right. Then I think, what else can she can see? Nah? Then I was wearing a t-shirt and got one big letter A. Auntie, can see or not? Yeah, pay ho. Then I realized her vision is to see big letters. At least she still can see, all right? Now, so for a man like this, all right, it's only through God's miracle. But there was a bigger issue. Behind this blind man, there's a bigger issue. Verse 2. What was this bigger issue or bigger question? The disciple asked Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? I tried thinking about why this disciple asked such question. I realized that many of us also like that. Okay, that is whenever something happened, okay, we will ask this question. Hey, who problem? Whose fault? Father's problem or mother's problem? Or society problem? What is the problem? When somebody failed an exam, you didn't study or the teacher no good or the school no good? Change. We somehow grow up, okay, probably behaving like this that we not even know, all right? So the question of who sinned, this man or his parents, what do you think? Can this man, even before he was born, he already sinned? Well, we have all this question, all right? Now, isn't it true that we like to ask this kind of question? Who fault is this? Why this man blind? Why not the other man? Why me? Why him? Why her? Why God let this thing happen? When someone falls sick, someone has cancer, why God let this thing happen? Then we end up blaming and most of the time we blame God, okay, for whatever things that happen. Whenever there's a disaster, whenever there's an illness or sickness or accident, okay, why does this man get cancer? Okay, why does this man die? Okay, when two persons got cancer, pray, one heal, the other one does not heal. I once heard a story, testimony, all right? They went, the group of healing team, they went to pray. Twins came forward to be prayed. Both born blind. So two boys came to be prayed. So when the healing team prayed for them, one healed and could see, and the other brother couldn't see. How this family going to go back? With more question, why heal one and not heal the other one? So see, some of the agony probably, okay, we have. But the thing is this, we must learn how to continue to love, continue, okay, to believe that healing still work. Okay, there are things that are unanswered. Okay? Sometimes when an accident happened, the driver, drunk driver, hit your car and not hit the other car. And then we start questioning, all right? Or question like, why your tire punctured? And why not the other car punctured, all right? Now, a lot of things we can continue to question. Here was this disciple questioning, okay, Jesus. Who sinned, this man or his parents? And you continue to can list now, and it's endless, my friend. It's endless, okay? But there is a deeper challenge in this question, all right? Isn't it true? Okay, people ask this all the time. Questions like this. If God is good, why there is so much pain and suffering in this world? Anybody got an answer? If God is all powerful, why doesn't He use His power and stop all this suffering, war, and discrimination? Hey, people ask this question all the time. Isn't it true that man has the nature to blame others for whatever things that happen? So sometimes that's why he blind. That's why lah, you know, he handicapped. That's why lah, you know, all this sickness has come. But in some sense, it's true too. All right, because we live in a fallen world, fallen and broken world. Genesis 3 tells a story of how broken the world has become, okay, when Adam sinned, okay, our first man sinned, destroying the paradise. God given Adam and Eve to become the king and queen and to be dominion, okay, over the earth, all right? But they have been lured and tempted and disobeyed, okay, God, and brokenness, okay, enter the world. All right, that turn mankind, okay, to be rebellion, okay, against God. Okay, Romans 5, verse 12 tells us, therefore, just as sin came into the world through just one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because of sin. So the nature of sin is very real, all right? Now, let's come back to that story, okay? Instead of extending, when you see someone in need, what you do? We just go like, karma, that's why, like that, so we don't do anything, we go. All right? Or we go there, we discuss all kind of things, why this person, okay, lame and all those, or extend help. Okay, so instead of extending mercy to this blind, born man, okay, it ended up become a theological question. This question I ask you can be very theological, okay? How you want to debate and all those, okay? Isn't it true that men always try to push, okay, certain issue and problem, okay, to somebody else? Okay, it happens all the time. You just look at your workplace. Whenever there's something happen, someone has to find a scapegoat, okay, to put all the blame over somebody, all right? Now, rather than deal with the situation with compassion, it has turned out to be a discussion or theological one. All right, and why suffering? Why putting the blame whether it's this man himself or the parents? All right, let's look at how Jesus responded. Jesus answered, interesting, Jesus answered, it was not this man's sin. I mean, all of them will be shocked because they are waiting. This man's sin, that's why he's blind. Because his parents are in the past. Okay, what the parent has done, but Jesus said, the works of God might be displayed in him. So, whatever things happen, the final analysis is that human has a sin nature. That's why sin entered the world and all kinds of things take place. But there is this category that Jesus spoken here, that this allowance given that things happen is for his glory. Because God wants to perform miracle because God wants to display, okay, his might. All right, so who sinned, this man or his parents? Okay, so Jesus, okay, rejected, so to speak, okay, this, whether it's this man, okay, or his parents, because Jesus has another reason, okay, something that many of us cannot just comprehend, okay, what is it all, okay, about? Because if you read the whole story of John chapter 9, Jesus allow that to happen because he came to deal with not just a physical blindness, but he's dealing with spiritual blindness. Because whole passage later on, if you read, okay, is about, okay, the system of that day, the Pharisees, okay, the question that they have, how they have grown up, okay, because, okay, of the fault, okay, or somebody, all right? So instead of Okay, Jesus is dealing, okay, with spiritual blindness of the people, but the disciples are asking the question of cause and effect, okay, the causality, okay, of that. Whose fault? They said, whose fault? But Jesus has a greater purpose, okay, of what that has happened. So what's the purpose? The purpose is that so that the works of God might be displayed in him. When we think about Jesus' life, Jesus was born to die. If you are the parents of Jesus, this boy is born to die. But none of us thought of, actually every one of us born is either die early or die later. Okay, Chinese New Year, most of us don't like to talk about die. Okay, now. But the very fact that Jesus was born is to go to the cross. Okay. So what was Jesus' purpose here? The purpose of that God's mind might be displayed. In other words, that God might be glorified, okay, through, okay, the sickness of this man who is blind. Okay. So Jesus is saying, the reason of this man born blind, so that the work of God might be displayed. Okay. In other words, for every God's miracle to take place, there is always an impossible situation. When there is an impossible situation, okay, God, okay, is there to turn every impossibility, okay, to possibility. And for this man, so to speak, okay, he has been chosen that he not even know. He has no idea whatsoever that why was he born blind? Probably he was hearing all this accusation. Jesus saw what nobody do. I mean, for Jesus saw, but the rest who also saw but never do anything. But Jesus saw, okay, and attend to that. And the question and the debate, okay, going on, who sin, all right? Now, let's continue the passage. Let's see what Jesus do. What other Jesus say? So he said, we must work the works of him who sent me while it's day. Night is coming where no one can work. So in other words, Jesus is coming. I am here with you physically. Okay, what need to be done, okay, during the day. After that, nothing much can be done, right? Jesus came, okay, to perform miracle because at that, what I was saying, that is to tackle the spiritual blindness, okay, of the people. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Okay, we'll come back, okay, to unpack that, all right? So in other words, over here, when the question was asked, who sinned, this man or his parents? Now, they can just stop there. And Jesus probably can sit down. Okay, let's sit down. Let's have a theology class. Let's discuss. Okay, let's look at this man. Okay, how old is this man? Who is the parents? Okay, what the parent has done? What this man has done? You can go into all these theological questions. Or many times when in company is always the case, right? So whenever it happens, we have to find the root cause, corrective action, preventive action, many things that you talk just to do that, right? Now, thank God, Jesus stopped that debate. Jesus didn't even discuss about it, but to tell his purpose why he is here. All right, now, so what's the story go so far? Number one, Jesus saw, and he's going to do something about it. But the disciple came, asked a question. Friend, it's the wrong question they asked. All right. Third, Jesus answered them, but Jesus answered them. Okay, to correct their thinking, okay, to tell them the purpose, and then Jesus healed. How Jesus healed? This is very interesting. How did Jesus heal the blind? Having said this, so Jesus stopped there, okay? As long as I'm in the world, I'm like the world. So he wants to perform, to let them see. I'm the light, okay? I'm going to let them see. So Jesus spit on the ground. Okay, later, after service, we pray for you, huh? Jesus spit on the ground, then collect them, right? He said, right? The mud, he collect the mud with his saliva. I don't know whether he made a dough. Maybe he made that two eyeball. I don't know. All right. How was human created? From the mud. Probably in Genesis, God also, okay, take. And then what happened? Then he anointed the man's eye with the mud. How many of you like? You have some prayer requested. Many times we pray, we lay hands, right? What if? You think it works? I think you run away. You know, there's one time I went for a mission trip. We were told when we pray for the sick, we must lay hands and pray for the sick. Yes? Right? Now, so all of us need to practice and pray. All right? Now, but the people came, they have all this injury. You know, when you see the wound, Gilead. So, our pastor, lay hands on and pray. After pray, he want to pray for the rest. The rest quickly run away. Because they all saw, okay, touch this wound, come here, after touch my forehead. Every run. Okay, friends, so we all know, right? So it's not about that, but there's something that inside us we're able to see how God, okay, healed. All right, so now the story goes, and he anointed the man's eye with the mud. Right now, how did the blind man respond? Then he said to him, so after he do that, okay, and I anoint him. Do you realize that this man not even asked for healing? Have you ever thought? Right? And Jesus performed, okay, that miracle. That's why Jesus said that this man was chosen so that God's glory can be manifest. Okay? So Jesus told him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. There's another story about this pool. Huh? Okay, so he went and washed and came back seeing. Wow! Can you think about what has just happened? All right, now, Jesus didn't say, okay, there are also other story of the blind. Jesus came and this group of people who are blind, everybody know that they are blind. But Jesus still come and say, what do you want me to do for you? I want to receive my sight. Jesus pray. This one is a bit weird. This man not even ask. This man, because this man never heard about Jesus and never know who is Jesus. No idea. All right? And he has also no idea that Jesus take the mud. He has no idea. What if he knew Jesus? I think he also ran. Now, sometimes, right, and then, there's a time Casey talked about this book called what, Artificial, Something Advantage. All right, so the one that climbed the Mount Everest with another friend, okay, they go. And this person reached Mount Everest, and this person did not. And this person who reached was a blind man. Sometimes, when you don't see, you don't understand. Miracle work wonders. When we try to reason a lot of things in our mind, it doesn't work, all right? Because that is faith right now. Can you imagine the blind man, okay, knew what Jesus is doing, what will happen, all right? Can you imagine that how this man is going to obey? Put, and then you go. If he were to see all this happening, would you think, sure, not Jesus. Are you playing a trick on me? Are you playing a trick on me? Are you joking? If he has behaved or respond that way, friends, I do not know whether he will receive his sight. But Jesus tell him, you go wash, okay, in this pool. And he went and he washed and came back seeing. Can you imagine who he want to see? So for him to go to the pool, there's a gap of time. There's a time that he took to go to the pool. We do not know how long. So by the time he could see, I don't think Jesus is anywhere near. Right? So he do not know. So when you continue to read that account in the second part, people ask him, are you the one who is blind? Yes. Who healed you? I don't know. You can read. This person said, I don't know who. But someone came. Okay, probably that time he already knew that this man who came spit and cover his eye and go and wash. Probably he know all this story. But he doesn't know who. And he went round testify. Okay, what has happened to him. So how did this man, okay, respond? He probably think that it's crazy, okay, to use saliva, okay, to heal. You know what's the power of saliva? We know of a family has so many children, food not enough. So how to secure his food? So he scoop really. This man, nobody dare to take. Let's say got five chicken, okay? Take out. No, saliva is mine. Nobody dare to touch. Saliva is powerful, man. Okay, now. True or not? People fight also with saliva, right? fight. Okay, also saliva is powerful. Okay, now, would you like to drink the cup of another person? No, right? Okay, so it's all yours. Okay, now, so with all this happening, friends, everyone is watching. All right, everyone watching except who? This blind man. Okay, except this was blind man. He not even know what's taking place. Do you know there's another person in the Bible that even he not even know why he was sick? And that's none other than Job. He not even know. Okay, why calamity come upon him? All his children died except his wife. And then later on, God multiply, double, okay, what he has, okay, before. Right? Now, so what's next? So here, the only one that remain, okay, do not see is none other than the blind man of what Jesus has done. Friends, that is faith, that is courage, okay, to obey a man's word that he have not even seen, we have not even known. Okay, that's to go, okay, and wash in the pool of Siloam, okay, and then he was able, okay, to see. What does that mean? I'm coming to a close. What does that mean? Faith. Now, in the world today is seeing is believing. Can you see how faith arises? Faith is believing even when you do not see it. This man, not even see to go to the pool. Not even know Jesus have done until later on. Okay? Faith is believing even when you don't see. The way we believe, okay, is okay, faith. Now, faith is also obeying when you do not understand. Why I have to go to the pool? I cannot see. How am I going to go there? Okay, faith is also obeying when you do not understand. Right? So what does that mean? So far we have learned, number one, Jesus saw. Everybody saw, but do nothing. Jesus saw and attend to him. All right? Number two, what happened to the disciple? They asked a question to discuss. This man sin or his parents sin? That's the wrong question. All right. Number three, Jesus answered because Jesus has a purpose. All right. Now, number four, Jesus healed him. Number five, best part was the blind man obeyed for something that he not even know, but he obeyed. So faith is like this. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the message of God. Faith, walk by faith, not by sight. That's the time we talk about faith is senseless. In order to operate in faith, it's senseless. Because when you walk by faith, not by sight, you have to not work by your senses. If you work by your senses, seeing, not faith. Right? Taste, okay, and all those. So it's senseless. So many times, do you know that when you tell people about faith, they don't understand what you're talking about. That's why it's called nonsense. When they experience God, all senses came back. All right, to know what God is doing. All right, so as we close, Jesus not only dealing with physical healing, not only the physical sight, Jesus was dealing with spiritual sight. Okay, all right, you got to read the next passage. So it's about not only the physical blindness, but Jesus is dealing with spiritual blindness, all right? So to change, okay, the thinking and the mindset of that day, all right, now. So that's why Jesus, I'll come back to that scripture that says, Jesus said, we must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming where no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So which also Jesus saying, everyone is living in darkness. So this blind man has become the example, living in darkness. But Jesus came to show the light, okay, the light of the world. But Jesus, of course, physically not here, but Jesus has also commanded that who is the light of the world? We are the light of the world. Matthew 5, 14, 16 tells us, you are now the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, all right? Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. How many of you do that? On your torchlight, put under your pillow. Do you do that? Now, but on a stand, and it gives light to all, okay, in the house. So God has called us to be light. There are many, okay, who live in darkness, who do not know the truth, okay, who has no way out, okay. But your part, okay, is to show, okay, the light, right? So this passage, okay, call us, okay, to action, because when Jesus saw the rest has not been doing anything, okay, for this man. So Jesus, in this passage, he's called us to go to action. So which means, as I end, let me give you, all right, now. Just now he says that, so that God's work, okay, his glory, okay, might be manifest, all right, now. So in this same passage, also the same, okay, it's consistent. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. All right, now, application, for us, when you look at passage, number one, do you take the opportunity to minister or turn them into subject of discussion? When you see something that took place, will you be like disciples and turn them to be a Bible study, so to speak? Uh-huh, okay? Or to action. Number two, will you shine for Jesus and do the work while it is day? Because it will come to a time you just can't do anything else, all right? Or you continue to stay in the dark, okay, with your theological debates. Or number three, if you are in whatever situation you are in, will you contend for God's miracle? How? Believing, even though you don't understand, when you don't see it, and obeying when you don't understand. Oh, this is something that we need to work on our faith level. Okay? We're going to pray, yeah? Yeah, as I pray, if there's any needs, okay, in our midst, okay, for all this season we are in, all right, you come, okay, we pray for you, all right? I'm not going to pray for you, okay? All right, praise the Lord. Father God, we commit all of us into your hands. Father, in this passage about the man born blind from birth, that speaks about hopelessness. That speaks about the darkness, okay, that this man lived in, and in fact, the whole family. How the parents could go through life with a son born in that way. Probably for us may not be just blind, but there are also many other issues, okay, in our life from the very beginning. And we see there seems no hope, no future. But here is the story of Jesus. Jesus saw, or Jesus see where you are. The only thing is, how do we respond? Will we respond like the disciple and question Jesus? Or we'll be like that man who does not see, who does not understand, but he responded, okay, with what God and what Jesus tell him to do. Go wash. 2 Sundays ago was Jesus told this official, go, your son will live. He was this man. You say, go wash at the pool of Siloam. And then you come, and then he went and he came back seeing. Father God, I want to commit all of us into your hands. Let our faith rise when we don't even understand what is going on. Okay? Help us to believe, okay, when even though we can't see what is to come. Father, today we want to commit all of us into your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, for healing any of us in our midst. Father, we commit that healing to your hands. Even as we pray for AJ and family, we pray for Calvin, we pray for Ng, okay, son Melvin, okay, we pray for who else, next mom, okay, for complete healing. Father, we all that request, okay, in our midst. Father, we're going to contend, okay, for God's miracle for each and every one of them. Father, I give thanks for we believing a God that works miracle. In Jesus' name I pray, everyone say, amen. Amen.